Since I was very young, I've always identified myself as being a fat person. And I think the first diet my mother put me on, I was in fourth grade, something like that. And since then, it seems like I've been dieting all along. And although I look at myself in various photos as I go through the years, and it really wasn't until I had my son that I became obese, and had a heck of a time since then getting my weight under control and keeping it there. Now that I live in Sweden, you know, I'm more influenced by European eating than I am American eating. I've lived here for 9 years now. And since I've been here, I've lost about 30 pounds. And I think it's basically because of the very different way in which Europeans take their meals and see food. And living in Sweden, it's a very health-conscious country. But also eating is a very social activity. It isn't something you do alone if you can help it. And it's really, truly breaking bread with people. And that was different than when I lived in the States, where meals are kind of caught on the run or in between this activity and that activity. In Sweden, we have what we call fika. And a fika is, I suppose, what the British would call high tea and low tea. And in America, I think you'd call it a coffee break. And that's a very important part of life here. And so at 10 o'clock approximately every day, and at about 3 o'clock every day, you have a break. And so, and this is true in all of the offices and everywhere that people work as well. They take their fika. And so for a lot of Swedes, that means a little piece of sweet, and I mean small, usually a small piece of kanelbullar, but you don't call it that, like a little cinnamon roll, or that'd be just a little something, and your coffee or your tea. It's a very social thing too. And you're seen as being different if you don't have it. You know, what we eat here also is less meat, for one thing. And I eat virtually, very, very little beef products and more chicken and fish here. So I think that it's been easier just environmentally, because if you can't do it internally, you have to do things, you know, you have to somehow change your environment. And here it's in the culture to eat a certain way. And in the States, I don't know why, but it's very easy to give yourself permission to have whatever you want when you want it.